In letters this week, the DNR directed Tyco Fire Products and Johnson Controls International to sample drinking water wells for 36 PFAS chemicals over a large area surrounding Tyco's fire training center. The DNR's Christine Haag says the agency is also requiring them to sample wells near 61 fields that receive treated sewage sludge known to have high levels of PFAS.
We're particularly concerned about making sure that those drinking water wells are tested right away, and so that we know that those people are drinking clean, safe drinking water.
Haag says around 240 landowners are affected. The agency expects Johnson Controls to contact residents within the next 2 weeks. A Johnson Controls spokesman says the company is reviewing the matter. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.